Dictation for Janet Reid, R-E-A-D, November 1953. Address as a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 4631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, consultation, Mrs. Reid, abnormal kidney function. She has a history of bariatric surgery back in 2002, Roux-en-Y, 110 pounds maximal loss, however 70 pounds has recovered back. She has chronic diarrhea, question dumping syndrome. There has been problems of hypoglycemia, for what she takes sometimes, for what she has been prescribed, glucagon, G-L-U-C-A-G-O-N, however, has not required it. There has been prior kidney stones. The first time 15 years ago, lithotripsy stent was required. After that, two more episodes many years back, he does able to pass it by itself. She doesn't know the type. Denies change of weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, does have diarrhea indicated above without any bleeding, does have frequency nocturia 4 or 5 times, incontinence of urgency, no infection, cloudiness of blood. There has been prior fall, trip at the gas station like 14 years ago, trauma, fracture on the right hip, eventually requiring total hip replacement. Complications sounds like infection, antibiotics, incision and drainage. Has been on narcotics since that time, initially fentanyl patches, presently hydrocodone. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. She has been on anti-inflammatory agents for a number of years, meloxicam, 3 times a day, but because of the kidney abnormalities, she is down to 1, did not tolerate it, being completely off because of diffuse fibromyalgia. She has multiple falls that she blames to instability from the prior trauma to the hip, trauma to the pelvis and surgery. She denies loss of consciousness, she denies chest pain palpitation, denies syncope, denies increase of orthopnea PND, denies purulent material hemoptysis. Next paragraph, the past medical history, bariatric surgery as indicated above, the chronic diarrhea, episodes of hypoglycemia. There has been apparently also problems of calcium, secondary hyperparathyroidism, has been followed with endocrinology, Dr. Reddy, R-E-A-D-Y. She's known to have a bilateral adrenal masses. However, testing for hormonal imbalance or excess is negative. She denies diabetes. Does have high blood pressure, denies any heart abnormalities, no TIS stroke, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, has received blood transfusion as part of complications of the pelvic fracture and procedures, prior episodes of pancreatitis, denies chronic liver disease, prior diagnosis of sarcoidosis. However, this is many years back and apparently no specific treatment. Next paragraph, surgeries has including tonsils, nasal polyps, lung biopsy for sarcoidosis, DNC, cervical cerclage, C-E-R-C-L-A-G-E, tubal ligation, abdominal hernia repair, DNC, and coning, C-O-N-I-N-G, of the cervical of the uterus. Eventually cervical cancer hysterectomy, bilateral carpal tunnel, finger tendon repair, knee scopes, bilateral, eventually ovaries and tubes removed, bariatric surgery, a number of abdominal hernias, at least 3-4 of them, gallbladder removal, the right-sided pelvic fracture, surgery, eventually total hip replacement, incision and drainage of fluid collection, complications of the right hip surgery, fracture and surgery on the right tibial plateau, partial left-sided knee replacement, right-sided rotator cuff repair at least 3 times, and eventually shoulder replacement. Coronary artery angiogram was done. Coronaries are open. Kidney stone as indicated above. Other diagnosis, anxiety, depression, osteoporosis, restless legs. Next paragraph. Side effects to penicillin, Ultran, Ultran, Requip, Requip. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing or pass. Next paragraph, I want to mention that the Requip caused severe muscular dystonia. Next paragraph, she has a daughter which developed severe renal failure, complications of coronavirus infection, doing home peritoneal dialysis, awaiting for a transplant. Next paragraph, medications. Fosamax was placed on hold because of kidney abnormalities. Bupropion, calcium vitamin D, clindamycin before she goes to the dental procedures, Cymbalta, estrogens for night sweats, Flonase, HCTC, hydrocodone, hydroxyzine, Imodium, iron pills, meloxicam down to one a day, vitamins, Sofran, Protanix, Pramipexol, Pramipexole, Trazodone, high dose of vitamin D. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 212, 65 inches tall. Blood pressure 120/78 on the right, 128/78 on the left. Overweight, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JVD. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no liver spleen, no evidence of edema, mobility restricted, but she was able to get in and out of the stretcher. No skin mucosal abnormalities, no lymph nodes. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. This is from actually from today. There is a normal folic acid, B12 in the 800s, reticulocyte count absolute 60,000. Normal white blood cell platelets, hemoglobin at 12.9, creatinine presently at 1.4, a month ago 1.36, before that 1.77, 1.53, 1.3. Few years back, fluctuating between 1 and 1.3. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated. Present GFR will be 40, stage 3. A normal glucose. Normal phosphorus. Urine sample, negative for blood, trace of protein or negative. No white blood cells. Albumin creatinine ratio not detectable. Hour urine collection for catecholamines negative. Cortisol not elevated. The last chest rate available is from a year ago, degenerative disease of the thoracic spine, minor degree of kyphosis, prior PTH in the 200s, Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease appears a change within the last 1 year. A person who has bariatric surgery and prior chronic diarrhea, dumping syndrome, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. If no recent imaging to assess kidney size, we will do a kidney ultrasound to rule out obstruction. There is a history of sarcoidosis, but apparently not active. There is history of kidney stones, probably related to the bariatric surgery. She's been exposed to anti-inflammatory agents for a long time, and unfortunately, she is unable to take it off. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure appears to be normal. I have no problems for her to go back to Fosamax, given her osteoporosis. Continue present blood pressure HCTC. Avoid we will monitor chemistries over time. All issues discussed with the patient. The elevated PTH could be in part related to diarrhea, question calcium abnormalities, or secondary to kidney disease. I don't believe requires any specific treatment. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Potential vitamin D125. Continuous same calcium vitamin D replacement will follow with you. End of dictation.